it's your misfortune and not my own. Tie-I-O, get along, you little doggies. You know that the prairie will be your new home.
And now for the thrilling adventures of Lightning Jim. Back to the colorful and exciting days of the old western frontier. A stagecoach rumbled along the dusty trail.
Get along there! Get up, you lazy cargooses! Get up there! Alliteration! Disruption! Get up there! Go on! Keep going, boys!
Thunder.
Ooh,
boy.
Oh. You mean, Minnie, it's a stagecoach burning up.
You mean it was a stagecoach, Whitey?
Yo, I think it was them redskins, by God, listen. Hey.
That's right, partner.
James.
Ah, it was redskins, all right. Howdy, Lightning.
Well, Calamity, how are you?
At least it's a woman with men's clothing on.
That's right, Whitey, and she's one of the most famous women on the plains. Whitey, meet up with Calamity Jane.
Calamity Jane? You've been diminished.
Yes, Calamity Jane earned a place among the heroic characters who lived, fought, and died in the wild and woolly country of the old western frontier. Indian and army scout and driver of freighters and stagecoaches, a fearless and rugged woman who chose the hardships of a man's life in a land infested with outlaws, desperados, and hostile Indian tribes, she lived in those stirring days when the brave United States Marshals were helping to establish and maintain law and order on the plains. She knew the dangers of the men who drove the early stagecoaches, holed up by the road agents and outlaw gangs and attacked by Indians. We return to those colorful days and the adventures of United States Marshal Lightning Jim Whipple and his deputy, Whitey Larson. Attracted by distant shots, the marshal and his deputy raced along the stage trail and found a stagecoach burning. They heard a voice, and Lightning recognized his old friend, Calamity Jane.
Well, the fire's almost dark, no, Lightning. There ain't much left of that stagecoach, Bagalis.
Yeah. Were you carrying any passengers, Calamity?
Sure. Two men.
Two men? Where are they?
In that fire, burned up.
What?
Burned alive?
No, they wasn't burned alive. Rifle bullets got them first.
Well, Calamity, suppose you tell us what happened.
Sure. I heard they were looking for drivers in the Cedarville stage line.
Yeah?
So I went to Mark Simpson. He's the owner and sheriff of Cedarville.
Yeah?
He said it's how they'd been having trouble with holdups. Said it was the Redskins. Didn't figure he'd put a woman on, but there weren't nobody else, so I got the job.
Oh, I see. But what happened out there?
I'm a-getting to that. Well, this was my first trip. Had two men for passengers, a Wells Fargo box in the mail. When we got there, them red devils come a-swooping out of them trees and yonder and began a-shooting.
Any idea what tribe there was?
Well, it was pretty dark, and besides, I didn't have much time to look close. I dropped down, but my foot slipped, and I went head first into the road.
Yo, but how did you get the weed in?
When I hit the ground, it started rolling down the bank into the brush.
Didn't they come after you?
The hat, I don't reckon I'd be here talking to you. Nope, they must have forgot me. They was too busy killing the two men and breaking open the box and mail. And then they set fire to the coach and rode off.
How many do you figure there was?
About 10 or so.
About 10, huh?
See, Lightning, look, here's a bag on the ground. Wait, I picked it up.
Let me see it, Whitey.
Here you are.
Yeah, that's the mail pouch.
Yeah, and it's been rifled clean.
Maybe they threw the mail in the fire.
No. I got a hunch they took it with them. Calamity, you say this stage line heads up at Cedar?
Huh? Yep, like I told you. It's owned by Mort Simpson, and he's the sheriff, too.
Well, there ain't much we can do here right now. Reckon we better mosey into Cedarville and break the news to Mort.
So, you took on a woman to drive the stage, eh, Mort?
Sure. I couldn't get nobody else. Since them blasted Redskins starting to hold up the stages, ain't a man in town willing to risk his neck.
Well, pears like this is one time the men got more sense than the women.
Yeah, maybe so. But this female is more man than she is woman.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, she wears a man's clothes. She can handle a team of horses and crack a stage driver's whip with the best of them. And she ain't afeard of nothing.
Where'd she come from? What's her name?
Said she come from the Black Hills, round Deadwood. Calls herself Calamity Jane.
Calamity Jane. Yeah, I heard of her. They say she's a regular wildcat when she gets mad.
Well, I ain't hoping that she meets up with no Redskins, but I reckon she can take care of herself if she does.
Say, have you reported these Indian holdups to the troopers?
Sure. I went over to Fort Anderson and told Colonel Steele.
Yeah, what'd they say?
Well, he said he thought it might be some of Chief Wolf Paw's work.
Yeah, Wolf Paw's a bad Indian, all right.
Yeah, but if the troopers don't get them red devils soon, I'll be losing all my business. Like as not, I'll be losing the Wells Fargo and government contract.
Well, Mort, of course I know it's a bad time to buy a stagecoach line, but my offer to buy yours is still good.
Oh, sure. And if I sold out at your figure, Mike, I'd be giving it to you for next to nothing.
Better think it over, Mort. Another holdup, and I'm likely to change my mind.
Well, I'm going to wait and see if the troopers catch up with Wolf Paw.
Come on, Jim. Come on, boy.
Right behind
come
you.
On. Howdy, Mr. Simpson.
Well, Calamity. Hey, what on earth are you doing here? Where's the stage?
Out on the trail.
On the trail? You mean you was held up?
Yep.
Redskins?
Yep. They come at us near Bear Creek, killed the two passengers, robbed the box mail, and burned up the coach.
Suffering catfish. Well, how come they didn't get you?
Fell off the coach and rolled into the brush. Then these two Jaspers came along, and here we are.
Hey, did you see the holdup, mister?
No, we heard the shots, but when we got there, the coach was nearly burned to the ground. You see, Calamity here is an old friend of mine.
Say, I see you're wearing a marshal's badge there.
Yeah. Sheriff, my name's Whipple, Jim Whipple, from Fort Anderson.
Lightning Jim.
Yeah, and this is my deputy, Whitey Larson.
Howdy.
Oh, thank you. Pleased to meet you, sir.
Oh, and this here is Mike Matson.
Glad to know you, Marshal.
Howdy.
Mike owns a ranch north of town here.
Seems like the Redskins are causing plenty of trouble, Marshal.
Yes, Colonel Steele told me you'd been down to see him, Sheriff, so me and Whitey come up to have a look around.
Well, if you're looking for trouble, you ran smack into it.
Your damn Redskins is plenty bad, I tell you.
Hey, Marshal, you think it might be Wolf Paw?
Maybe, but he ain't the only bad hombre in these parts.
Well, I'm getting up a posse and going after them varmints.
Hold on there, Sheriff. Trailing after the Redskins at night is pretty risky. Hard telling how many Indians they are in that party. Let the troopers take care of the Redskins.
Yeah, sure. I know all of that. But I gotta do something. I'll be losing the Wells Fargo and government contract, sure, now.
Well, I think we ought to go out and have a look at that coach. Come on. I'll get some of the boys and go out there now.
Well, all right. Hey, you better come along, too, Calamity.
Sure.
How about you, Marshal?
We already looked the ground over, Sheriff. We'll wait till you get back.
Well, Lightning, you got any more ideas on all this business?
Well, looks like we got a little work cut out for us, Whitey.
Hey, you think we better go back to Fort Anderson and get Colonel Steele to bring up the troopers?
Not yet, Whitey. There's some things I want to find out first. There's some questions I want to ask Calamity and the Sheriff.
Well, see, here's the Sheriff now.
What's trouble, Sheriff? You look kind of excited.
Sure, and you will be, too, when you hear what I got to say.
Sit down. Tell us all about it.
Now, we just went out the stage trail.
Yeah.
And when we was coming up on that burn stage, we seen Redskins.
What?
Yeah, we opened fire on them and they headed through North Canyon.
You followed them?
Sure. As far as Cottonwood Gulch. There's plenty of trails up there, and then them red devils give us the slip.
Well, see, why would them redskins be coming back there?
Yeah, I can't answer that one. But they was there. Marshal, we got to get the troopers up here pronto.
Just a minute, Sheriff. I don't think we need the troopers yet.
You don't? Well, it's easy enough for you to say that. But you ain't got nothing to lose. I reckon I was a fool not to take up Mike's offer. Like as not...
Hold on, Sheriff. I don't mean to pry into your private affairs, but I'm mighty interested in what you just said.
You mean about Mike's offer?
Yes.
He wants to buy me out. That's what he does.
You turned him down?
Of course I did. I ain't so sure now, though, that I done right.
When did you make this offer?
About a month ago.
When the Redskins start holding up your stages?
About 3 weeks ago. There's been one every week.
When was the last time he talked to you about this?
Today.
Where's he now?
Why, him and the rest of the boys went down to the cafe.
Come on, Platy.
Hey, you're Lightning.
Hey, say, well, where are you going, Lightning?
Down to the cafe, Sheriff.
Hey, but what are you going to do about them troopers?
Sheriff, if we need troopers, I'll get them.
Howdy, Turk.
Well, if it ain't Calamity herself.
What are you doing in Cedarville, Turk?
And I'm asking you the same.
Heard they was looking for a stage driver, and I got the job.
Stage driver?
Yeah. Took off my first stage today.
You mean you was driving that stage the Redskins held up?
Yep.
But I thought everybody was killed.
Well, if you believe that, Turk, you're talking to a ghost.
Yeah, but how in the name of...
Turk, come over here.
I'll see you later, Calamity.
Well, of course, Sheriff.
Howdy, boys.
Hello. Howdy, Calamity.
I reckon the sheriff told you the Redskins we met on the trail.
Yeah. Say, have you seen Mike Matson, Calamity?
Sure. He's over at the corner talking to Turk. I knew him in Deadwood.
That's so. What's his trade, Calamity?
Was a prospector until he got mixed up in some gambling trouble. He cleared out of Deadwood.
Listen, Calamity, I want to ask you some questions.
Sure.
Come over here to the table.
Come on, Whitey.
Hey, Mike, what do you suppose them Redskins was doing?
I don't know, Turk.
Listen, Mike, the boys is waiting for the payoff.
Shut up. There's a half-breed sitting at the next table there.
Yeah, and he wasn't there when I come over. He's sleeping.
Oh, no, he ain't. You just watch.
What's troubling you there, Injun? So you was listening, huh? Fine, huh? I'll fix him.
Wait, put that gun away, Turk.
He's drawing a knife on me. Bless you.
Stop that knife, Indian.
Get that knife, Whitey. And the gun, too.
You're late.
Hey, what's the big idea, shooting that gun out of my hand, mister?
To keep both of you from committing murder.
Well, what right have you got?
Hold on there, Turk. Hold on. You're talking to a United States Marshal. That's Lightning Jim from Fort Anderson.
Oh, you mean Lightning Jim Whipple?
Say, what tarnation's going on
here? Where's this half-breed Indian, Sheriff? He drew a knife on me.
White man draw gun first.
That's a lie.
That's right, Sheriff. The Redskin fooled first.
No.
Oh, Sheriff. This here half-breed was here spying.
Spying for who?
Why, for the Redskins that's been holding up the stage.
Hold on, just a minute.
Now, maybe he was mixed up with them Red Devils, and
maybe he ain't.
But as long as I'm the sheriff, he's getting a fair trial. Come on along, Redskin. You're under arrest.
Come on, Kyle.
But,
Lightning, I saw that Turk fella draw first.
Quiet, Whitey. Let's slip out this side door. You too, Calamity.
Sure.
Take him away from the sheriff.
Did Mike and Turk see you come out, Calamity?
No, don't think so. They went up for the sheriff.
Lightning, you think they might kill the Redskin?
No, I think the sheriff. See, they don't.
You think the Redskin is mixed up in his holdups?
No, I'm sure he ain't. I know him.
Hey, you?
Sure. That's Indian Joe. He's a half-breed interpreter for Chief White Eagle.
Yo, see, I know Chief White Eagle. Why, he's the white man's friend.
Sure he is.
Well, then, why didn't you try to save him in there?
Because right now, I think he can do more good in jail. Calamity, you say you know Turk, huh?
Sure do.
And I got a little scouting job for you.
Sure. What do you want me to do?
Get back inside the cafe. Keep your eye on Turk. Follow him when he leaves town. Find out where he goes. I don't have to tell you what to do. Just be careful.
Sure. So long, boys.
So long. Good luck.
By golly, Lightning. She's got plenty nerve, I tell you.
Yes, Whitey, and I got an idea. She and Indian Joe are going to help us get to the bottom of these holdups.
Well, no matter how this business turns out, I got to take off my hat to Calamity Jane.
How will Calamity Jane and Indian Joe help Lightning Jim and Whitey solve the mystery of the stagecoach holdup? Well, you'll hear the exciting climax of this thrilling Lightning Jim adventure in part two, which follows immediately. And now for part two of the Lightning Jim adventure, Lightning Jim and Calamity Jane.
Well, Marshal, you're just the man for it.
More trouble, Sheriff?
No, not yet. But there will be if you don't get them troopers.
Sheriff, I already told you I'll get the troopers if we need them.
If we need them? Thunderation. The next thing we know, them Redskins will be coming down here and burn down the town.
I'm sorry, but I can't agree with you, Sheriff.
I don't savvy your talk at all, Marshal.
Sheriff, do you think the half-breed you arrested at the cafe is mixed up in this business?
Well, it sure looks like it to me. Probably come in to see if there was any more stages pulling out.
No, you're wrong. I think I can prove it.
Yeah, how are you going to do that?
Let's go back and talk with the half-breed. Do you mind?
Well, there ain't no use of talking to him. I tried it, and he won't say nothing.
Well, he'll talk to me.
Well, all right, but I'm telling you, you're wasting your time.
Come on, Whitey.
Yeah, sure.
He's right here in this first cell. I don't trust these Redskins nohow.
Howdy, Joe.
Yeah, glad to see Marshall.
Hey, do you know this hombre, Lightning?
Sure. Sheriff, this is Lightning Indian Joe, one of Chief White Eagle's men.
Chief White Eagle? Why, he's supposed to be friendly with a white man.
Sure he is. Joe, the sheriff tells me Indians have been robbing and burning his stagecoaches.
Indian no do that. Me see coach on trail.
When?
Tonight.
Tonight?
Me bring party of brave from White Eagle camp.
Well, Sheriff, that explains the Indians you and the boys saw out on the trail tonight.
Yes, yes, but what about the Redskins that held up the coach?
Sheriff, I agree with Joe. I don't think Indians did it. Indians will take gold, but they ain't got no use for mail. And the mailbag was rifled.
Well, and if it wasn't Redskins, who was it?
Well, it got me an idea, but we got to prove it.
Suffering catfish.
What's the matter?
I clean forgot to tell you, Lightning. Just before you came in, I got word that the Overland stage is coming over the Cedarville Trail.
When?
Tonight. The road out of Minersville was washed out during the last rain, and the Overland stage is coming on the Cedarville Trail.
Does Mike Matson know about this?
Well, sure. He was in my office when the rider came in from Minersville and told me.
Lightning, you think Mike is back of all this?
I don't know, but I got an idea we'll find out tonight. Go where your braves.
They wait for me at Cottonwood Gulch.
What?
But, Lightning, what about Calamity Jane? She went after that Turk feller and she ain't come back.
Don't worry, she'll be back. Now, Joe, here's what I want you to do. Now, listen carefully.
Sure, a narrow escape you had.
Hold him, boy, hold.
Wait, hey, here comes Mike now.
Hold him, Mike.
Hey, listen, boys. I got some good news for you.
Now, listen, Mike, I want to tell you something.
Listen, we're pulling a big job tonight.
But, Mike, I want
to... Shut up, Turk. Wait till I get through talking. I said we're pulling a big job tonight. Now, listen, how would you like to take the Overland stage,
what do you
huh?
Want to take the
yeah. Now, listen. Listen. The Overland stage is coming over the Cedarville Trail tonight. And we're taking it like we took... Say, who's that you got tied up there?
That's what I've been trying to tell you, Mike.
It's Calamity Jane.
Calamity Jane? What's she doing here?
Well, I seen her following me up North Canyon, so I doubled back and got her from ambush. She said she quit her job on the stage and was heading for Deadwood.
That's a lie. She was sent up here to spy on us. She's a friend of Lightning Jim.
Lightning Jim? You mean the United States Marshal?
I figured it might be something like that.
Yeah, that's good work, Turk. We'll take care of Calamity Jane.
What are you aiming to do to her, Mike?
We'll be taking her with us when we take the Overland Stage. And when the coach burns, she'll be in it.
Boys, over yonder's the pass into North Canyon.
And this stretch of trail down to the creek is where all the holdups has been, huh?
Right, right. Whoever done it's been making their getaway up the canyon.
Joe, take your braves and spot them on both sides of this trail between here and the creek.
Mm-hmm.
And Sheriff,
yeah?
You and Whitey, Emil, hide behind them boulders over yonder.
But Lightning, I just can't help thinking.
What?
Well, I just don't understand why Calamity Jane don't come back.
And I told you not to worry. Calamity can take care of herself. Besides, we ain't got time to wait for her now. Overland State is due here in a minute.
Hey, you know, boys, I think Whitey's got stuck on Calamity.
Oh, well, you fellas go ahead and laugh. I think Calamity Jane is all right.
Well, Calamity, how you like being tied on a horse?
The horse is all right, but the odor of polecats getting mighty strong around here.
Give it to her, Calamity.
Yeah, I don't reckon she'll feel so good in a burning stagecoach. Now, listen, boys. I want you to listen close.
Yeah?
Now, the three stages we held up before was near the pass into North Canyon.
Yeah, yeah, Mike, that's right.
Well, now listen. I know the Overland Stage is coming through. But seeing as how Calamity here come a spying on us, maybe Lightning Jim is aiming a trap for us, huh?
Listen, here's what I done.
I figure this time we'll cut across to the stage trail west of the creek. That's about 2 miles from the pass. Now, we can take the stage and make a getaway, for he knows what's happening.
Yeah. Hey, that sounds good, Mike.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
right.
That's right. That's all right.
Hey, it's Calamity.
Yeah.
Come back here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shoot him. Shoot him.
She give us the slip, guys.
Ah, you fool. I told you to keep an eye on her.
But she was tied up.
Ah, shut up.
Now listen to what I'm going to tell you. See, the stage trail is right below us here, see? Now listen, Turk. You take half of the boys and go down to the pass into the North Canyon.
Yeah.
That is east of the creek.
Uh-huh.
I got a hunch you'll be heading there to warn Lightning.
Gee.
Now, if you meet up with them, let them have it.
Sure. I get you, Mike.
Right. Now, the rest of you come with me, see? We'll take the Overland Stage 2 miles west of the creek, like I said. All right? All right, come on.
Get up. Get up. Get up.
Lightning, looks like we got everything all set.
Yeah, Joe and his redskins are covering both sides of the trail.
I sure hope them dirty coyotes shows up.
See, somebody's coming.
Yeah, just come out of the North Canyon Pass.
Holy smoke, it's them.
Hold your gun, Sheriff.
That's funny. He's stopping.
Hey, Lightning!
You been here, Minnie. That's Calamity.
Oh, we got Calamity.
Say, where in the name of tarnation you been, Calamity?
They caught me up on the canyon. And the name of the take...
The Overland Stage.
Yes?
Had me tied up, but I got my hands loose and made a run for it.
Who's doing the holdup, Calamity?
Mike Matson and his gang.
What?
By golly, she was right, Lightning. It's them! They followed me down!
Yeah, but don't worry, Calamity. The Indian Joe and his redskins have trapped them for now. They're mixing it up. Let's go thunder!
Suki.
Good work, Joe.
Indians catch these white men near Passing Canyon.
Yeah,
hey, these Jaspers is dressed up in Indian clothes.
Sure, but wait a second. This ain't the Hull gang. Turk, where's Mike and the rest of the boys?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you do. Mike said he was aiming to hold up the Overland Stage west of the creek.
West of the creek?
Yeah. He said he figured you'd be here, Lightning. Was aiming to crush off.
Then these Jaspers come down to get us while Mike goes after the stage. We'll tie up these Jaspers and leave an Indian here to guard them. We are meeting that stage west of the creek, too.
Comes, Mike.
All right, boys. Now listen. I'll give you the word. We're killing the passengers, taking the money box, and burning the coach. All right, boys. I'll get the driver.
Ho! Ho!
Hey, Mike. Mike, look. Look. It's Redskins.
Well, Joe, now we got Mike Matson's whole gang.
Here, boss man.
Come on, get your dirty hands off of me, Redskin.
Thought you was pretty smart, eh, Mike? Dressing up your gang like Indians.
Sure, and they got more Indian gear up at their hideout.
Yeah, and I reckon we'll find some of the loot there, too.
And this is what that low-down skunk done to me sell my stage line, huh? Let me at him.
Hold on, Sheriff. I reckon the United States government will take care of him in a right, proper way. And boys, I reckon we owe a vote of thanks to Indian Joe and his brave.
That's right, Lightning.
No.
Just remember, there's good Indians and bad ones. Just like there's good and bad white men. But this time, the Indians beat Mike and his gang at their own game.
Yeah, that's right. Joe, I say, I think that we also owe a vote of thanks to Calamity.
Right.
Ah, shucks, I didn't do nothing.
Now, don't be modest, Calamity. Boys, Calamity helped save the Overland Stage, and I say we ought to let Calamity drive it into Cedar.
Yes, right.
Go on, Calamity, get up there and start moving.
Well, see, in that case, I'm going to sit with the driver, by God.
Get up there! Go on, boys! Get up there!
And so ends another thrilling chapter in the lives of United States Marshal Lightning Jim Whipple and his deputy, Whitey Larson.